Now I want to tell you a beautiful story that I cherish very much because this little girl is my inspiration in many things. Let's go back now in time to China during the communist persecution around the 50s. There was a little town and a little Catholic parish, but one day the communist soldiers came, took a hold of the church. They screamed against the faithful there and tore down the crucifix. And if the soldier had seen the priest, they would have arrested him and maybe killed him. So the parishioners hid their priest, their pastor, in a little kind of basement cell. Now in the church, one soldier stood before the tabernacle, very proud, and shot it. Of course, the tabernacle exploded and the hosts were all scattered on the floor. Everybody there was shocked, and nobody would say a word. They were terrified. And the soldier shooted at everyone to keep away from the host, of course, and saying, "The church is closed. Whoever comes near the church will be shot down." Then the parishioner slowly and under fear left the church, and the host were left scattered all alone. There was a little girl, about 10 years old, called Lee. And this little girl had just made her first Holy Communion. She was very shy, but she saw all these hosts on the ground and her little innocent heart started to bleed. And she decided to do something. You know how kids are. They can go everywhere without being really noticed. So she hid herself and the soldier did not notice her. And after everybody had gone and everything was quiet, she came towards the host. She bent down and she picked up one of the hosts with her tongue. Now there was one witness for this, the priest, the pastor. And from his hiding space, he had a view of the altar and he could see everything that was happening. So he thought, "Oh my gosh, why doesn't she take all of them?" But she took only one. Then she knelt down and she prayed a good moment and then she snuck out. But the next day she came again. Nobody would dare come to the church. Everybody was terrified, but she had the courage to come. And then only the priest remembered the catechism that the sister had taught the little children when they prepare them for Holy Communion. You can have only one host a day and you cannot touch a host. You have only to take it with your tongue. So this little girl was just following the rules. One host a day, only with the tongue. And each day, our little Lee would come and pick up a host with her tongue. Each day she would pray near the host. And each day the priest would try to communicate with her, but it was not possible. The risk of being heard was too great. So he trembled for her, knowing that she could be killed at any moment. Now came the day that only one host was left on the ground. And on that day she came, she prayed, she recollected, she venerated the host that was on the ground, and she finally bent down and took the host. But then the soldier guarding the door saw her, and with an awful laugh, he shot down the little Lee. And she died saving the last host. Now there was a great bishop in the States who heard this story when he was a young man. And he was fascinated by the courage of this little girl who risked her life to save Jesus from being abandoned, persecuted, and sacrileged. And the love of this little child for Jesus in the Eucharist impressed that man so much that the day he heard the story, he made a promise to God that each day of his life till his death, no matter what would happen, he would do a holy hour. And he organized his life. Whatever he does, wherever he goes, he has a daily holy hour of adoration. And he was faithful to this commitment to Jesus. He just did it. Now he became a great priest, a great preacher, and then he became a great bishop and archbishop. And now he's going to be beatified by the church. Now who in America doesn't know him? Bishop Fulton Sheen. This bishop has filled the US and other English-speaking countries with his incredible teachings. He was highly successful, like a miracle man. He had opened doors in all the media. Everybody wanted to have him on the screen. Bishop Sheen not only kept his promise to God, but he never missed an opportunity to share the love of Jesus in the Eucharist. And he invited all believers to make also a daily holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. For him, it was without doubt that this unknown little child in the depths of poor China was the spark which fueled his immense apostolate. He said, "She inspired me, and I would pray to her so that she would bless from heaven everything I do for the Lord." We don't know how many hearts have been touched by this great preacher. Innumerable conversions, consecrations, vocations have come about thanks to this faithful bishop and the heroic heart of this little Li. So she's my favorite too in heaven. This little martyr and her wedding of blood with the Lamb of God.